We look at Matthew chapter 13, verse 47. Do a little bit of reading here, but I want you to hear these words. Listen to these words. Listen to these words. Once again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was let down into the lake and caught all kinds of fish. When it was full, the fishermen pulled it up on the shore. Then they sat down and collected the good fish in baskets, but they threw the bad fish away. This is how it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the blazing furnace where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood these things? That's what Jesus asked. And I want to ask you that tonight. I know what I just read, this parable that I just read, I want to ask you that tonight. Do you understand these things? Now, I know most of you here tonight have been in church most of your life. Some of you maybe not, maybe off and on through your life, you've been in church. And when the pastors have spoken, or the preacher has spoken, or the Sunday school teacher has given you a message or a lesson, have you understood these things? And that's what Jesus is asking. Do you understand these things? Does it mean something to you? Sometimes his disciples didn't get it. I think that's why he asked. But when it brings me to the point of, do you understand what he is trying to tell us today with this scripture? He's saying that the saints are going to go to heaven, the ones who truly believe in him. The ones who don't really believe in him, the ones that are just out there, are not going to go to heaven. That's what he's telling us. Do you understand these things? Does that mean something to you tonight? That's a separation between what he's saying, the good fish and the bad fish. Now, I can't judge an individual. I can't judge you where you're at in your life or in your heart. I don't know where you're at. God does. And that's between you and him. And when he comes back, he will make that separation. And I ask again, do you understand these things? Let's go to Matthew chapter 25. Matthew chapter 25. And I'm going to read a little bit here. There's quite a bit of reading here, but this is kind of more of a Bible study than preaching, but I just want you guys to kind of get this. It says, when the Son of Man comes in His glory, I love that. When He comes in His glory, remember that. Isn't that an exciting time? I love that first part. We can stop right there. And that vision, when the Son of Man comes in His glory, that's what we're looking forward to, right? Unless He takes me before then. But man, when He comes in His glory, wow. But listen on. And all the angels with Him. All the angels. Can you imagine how many that is? He will sit on His glorious throne. And all the nations will be gathered before Him. And He will separate the people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on His right hand and the goats on His left hand. Then the King will say to those on His right, come, who are blessed by My Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. Remember that. This has been prepared for us since the beginning. Amen. For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat. Remember that. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. I needed clothes and you clothed me. I was sick and you looked after me. I was in prison and you came to visit me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothed you? When did we see you sick or in prison and go visit you?" And the king will reply, "Truly, I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." Then he will say to those on his left, the opposite, you know, "Depart from me, you who are cursed into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry and you gave me nothing to eat. I was thirsty and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger and you did not invite me in. I needed clothes and you did not clothe me. And I was sick and in prison and you did not look after me." They also will answer, "Lord, when did we see you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or needing clothes or sick or in prison and did not help you?" And he will reply, "Truly, I tell you, whatever you did not do for one of the least of these, you did not do for me." Then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. Do you understand these things? That's what Jesus is saying. Do you understand these things? What is he trying to tell us here? This is what he's trying to tell the church. This is what you do. Amen? What do we do? What are we supposed to do? We're supposed to feed people. We're supposed to give them drink, water. We're supposed to clothe them. We're supposed to do these things for the least of these, brothers and sisters. That's what the church is called to do. That's what the saints are called to do. Sometimes there's people that are poor and they need food, but it's not always food. Sometimes it's clothes. It's not always that. It's something. But we have to be willing to do it. Whatever it is what he's saying. And he's saying, do you understand these things? Because this is what I'm telling you need to do. Let's look at Matthew 7. Let's go back here. What was that? Matthew 7. Verse 2, Matthew 2, 21. Matthew 21, chapter 7, 21. 7, 21, if you got your Bibles. I'm going to jump back over here. Come on now. I didn't mark it. That's what I get. Didn't use my fancy post-it notes. 7, 21. It says, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? Drive out demons in your name? Perform many miracles?' Then I will tell them plainly, 'I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers.'" See, it's not about all the church stuff sometimes that we think about. The healings and the driving out demons and doing all these things that we seem to go through the motions of doing. Some churches. I'm not speaking to everybody. What's he saying? It's not about that stuff. That stuff's good and it has its place, but it's not all about that. Because we can't focus on all that. We have to focus on what His will is. What is His will? What is His will? What did we just read? Got to visit people. We got to love people. That's what He's saying. Let's go. I'm not done yet. What's my post-it note here? Where'd it go? I'm a page here in a minute. There it is. Sorry. Mark 9:43-45. Go to Mark 9:43-45. Okay. It says, if your hand causes you to stumble, cut it off. Is that right? That's what it says. It is best for you to enter life maimed than with two hands and go into the hell where the fire never goes out. That's not what I wanted to read. Matthew 10:40. Go back to Matthew, I'm sorry. I don't know how I got that in there. Here you go. I'm sorry. Matthew 10:40 says, anyone who welcomes you welcomes me. Anyone who welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet as a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and whoever welcomes a righteous person as a righteous person will receive a righteous person's reward. And if anyone gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones who is my disciple, truly I tell you, that person will certainly not lose their reward. That's what I wanted to read. That's what I wanted to read. Jesus said, the other scripture that I wanted to read, Jesus said, I didn't come here to be served. I came here to serve. That's what Jesus said. And I ask again, do you understand these things? Because what he says, if you're living in my will and if you're doing what I want you to do, you're doing what I'm telling you to do, if you're listening to my commands, then you're going to do what I say, and you're going to feed people, and you're going to love people, and you're going to clothe people, and you're going to give them something to drink, and you're going to go visit them in prison. And you're going to do these things because that's what I came here to do. I came here to serve you, not to be served by you. And he died on a cross for us. What greater love and service is that? I don't know why God put this on me tonight. But it just keeps resonating. I just keep hearing it over and over in my mind. All these years that I've heard the word from different preachers. I've heard some really good preaching in my life. Man, I've heard some good preaching in my life. I've heard some good Bible teachers. But did I always listen? Did I always understand it? Did I always live it? No, I didn't. I didn't. And then one day it's like, God just says, if you're going to preach it, if you're going to talk about it, if you're going to claim it, if you're going to say that you're a Christian, if you're going to say that you're a follower of Jesus Christ, then you got to be one. And you got to do it. Every day. Do you understand these things? It doesn't make it easy, does it? I mean, it's the truth. People die. It's like Brian said this morning. There's people dying overseas, all over the world. They're put in prison. There was a young man they just had on the news. He was martyred overseas before they could get him out of prison. Because he went over there as a missionary. That's tough. God called me to go over there. Oh no. Are you ready to go? Cross the page over here in Matthew chapter 10, verse 19, it says, but when they arrest you, do not worry about what to say or how to say it. At that time you will be given what to say, for it will not be you speaking, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. He's with you wherever you go. He guides and directs you wherever you're at. Man, this church... I love this church. You guys ought to know that by now. I love this church. I love you guys. Whether I'm here, I mean, it's an honor to be here. It's an honor for you guys to want me to be here. It really is. It really humbles me. I mean that. I mean that with all my heart. I'd love to see this church do things just like this Bible tells us to do. I would. That's all I care about, really. I mean, that's what I want. All the other stuff, it doesn't, I mean, it's just, that's, it doesn't matter. It's all good stuff. But if this church is living, if this church is working and acting in the will of God and mindful of the Scriptures and listening to the Holy Spirit and unified together, this church can do great things for Christ. They can do great things for this community. I don't mean, it doesn't have to be a 500-person church. That'd be awesome, but it doesn't have to be. As long as we're living in the will of God, all that other stuff just comes, right? That just comes with it. That comes with the package. You get a little bit. People will start coming. People start getting saved, they'll start coming to church, right? Well, what'd that take? That takes an effort, right? And Jesus is saying, do you understand these things? If you understand these things, then you're going to do them. That's what I say. You're going to get out and you're going to do them. And when you do them, guess what? It's going to be fruitful. Because if you're living in the will of God, you're going to produce good fruit. And with good fruit comes abundance. It comes an abundant harvest. And when you have an abundant harvest, when the workers are going and doing their job, guess what? You reap what you sow, right? You work a little, you get a little. You work a lot, guess what? You're going to get more out of it. That's just common sense, right? Jesus didn't speak where we couldn't understand. Everything is simple. I hope you understand. I'm sorry if you... God just put that on my heart tonight. I don't need to be sorry about it, but He did. God put that on my heart tonight to tell you. I encourage you guys to just, when you read, when you just study, read your Bibles. It's not about what I say up here. I mean, check, I'm like Enlow. Brother Enlow said, check me out. Follow up. Look at me. Check me out. Do that. And that's how you know what's right. The Bible tells us that clearly. You'll know. Not only by the fruit they produce. That's how you know what healthy is. That's what you know. That's how you know a healthy tree, right? By the fruit they produce. No different from the church. You got a healthy church, you're going to produce good fruit. Amen? Amen. I want to be a healthy church, right? Don't you? Amen. Amen.